Let us go to an expert in Major League Baseball. I always enjoy talking some ball with him. He's managed the Chicago Cubs. He's been down this playoff run before. He got to look at baseball all week long. That is Mike Quatty. Mike, how are you today?
Well, I'm good, and I'm doing. Look, you got baseball fans and sports fans in general, so I'm trying to get the Stanford Cardinal home and talking to you at the same time with the television on mute in this Notre Dame game. So, but I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and you know, I'm just thrilled to have you on, and just to give the fans some perspective. Look, you manage the Cubs, their biggest rival, the St. Louis Cardinals. You've seen them win the World Series last year over the Rangers. You've managed against this ball club, and you know, here comes Holiday and Beltran and Descalso and Freeze and Molina and this Jason Mott. I'd love just to get your take on the Washington series and the Cardinals in general.
Well, first of all, obviously anybody that watched last night, if that doesn't put the fear of God into you, nothing will. I mean, they are relentless. They have a group of guys that have been together now, and they're veterans and they're young guys mesh real well. I listened to some of your callers and some of the other stuff. I mean, I think Carpenter's going to be huge. You know, Wainwright can't be as bad as he was last night, but if Carpenter can come back, and I think you and I talked before, you don't pitch for a great deal of time. You come back and pitch the way he did the other night, which he was phenomenal. And when he's healthy, he's as good as it gets. But that second start off of a long layoff, I'll be anxious to see how he comes out and performs. They're something, and you cannot count them out. And they, you know, obviously a power bullpen. I heard you say that the Giants take care of business at home, and I think that would be recommended. But you know, the one thing I don't know the specific matchups, and I heard you talk about Hunter Pence, and so those things, I think, you know, when you manage a club or when you're assessing it very closely, you kind of try and look at that. But it truly is a new season and a tournament, and I think we both had the feeling, at least I did in the fifth inning last night with Gio struggling, even though they had the big lead, that it was going to end up being a close game.
Yeah, it ended up being a crazy game. I mean, I'm doing the matchup. I'm on the show last night watching on TV. I'm saying, all right, Detweiler's going in game two, and maybe they'll have Posey at first base. Next thing I know, I'm looking up the numbers on Lance Lynn. I mean, that's how that thing turned around. So, you know, you got a feel for, in a way, FP, you know, who does those games. You know FP quite well, and he's a broadcaster for the Nationals. Here's Davey Johnson, and here's Drew Storen, the kid from Stanford. And, you know, you've been in the dugout. The toughest part of managing, you know, is making that pitching change with the closer, because that's your guy. Davey Johnson right. Just had to sit back and let this kid try to work out of it.
Yeah, you know, it's from a managing standpoint, in those situations, and God, would I love to be managing in those situations, but I've watched Lou and a lot of great managers in those situations, you know, at that point of the season, you stay with your guy, but it's a brutally tough decision, and you know, you hope people recognize how tough all these decisions are. They're very tough decisions, and they're the easiest things in the world to second guess. And if Storen can make one more slider and get a guy to offer or get a strike in the zone, then it's a great move. But I really think that you know, the old thing about going with the guy that brought you there. Now, if it's a midseason game or something, you've had to do this before, but Storen's been so good for them. And you know, it was a magical year for Washington. But you're just never satisfied when you're that close to taking the next step. You really want it. The Cardinals are something. They just, and you know, you can talk all day about all your big hitters and stuff, but Descalso and their shortstop, I mean, come on. I mean, now the inning was set up by a bunch of guys that did a great job to get them to that point. But the two big hits come from guys that I don't think anybody had circled before the series started as being prime guys.
No, that's a story of playoff baseball. All right, so, you know, I'm looking for somebody to stand up, some pitcher. Now, Kane, even in Game 5, arm angle was changing. You know, basically, he didn't have his great stuff. And the Giants, thank goodness for them, got the big home run from Posey and the single from Sandoval to set that up. But somebody's got to step up and take the ball and say, hey, I'm the guy.
Well, and to be honest with you, from a distance, and I don't know, but I honestly believe Matt Cain will be the guy. I think he needs to be the guy. And, you know, going into that series, you and I talked, I mean, for whatever reason, matchups can matter and oftentimes do. And as good as Matt is, you know, he has had trouble containing Cincinnati. Now, a lot of people have. It's a pretty good offense. And so sometimes knowing that, you change your game a little bit. I thought he threw way more off-speed, especially early in the game, than I'm accustomed to him seeing. Now, I don't see him every day like you all, and I thought that was great because I thought it made him effective. But I think he'll be fine, and I still think that, although he's not coming right out of the chute, that he'll be as important as any of your starters in the series. And he's going to need to pitch well.
Mike Quatty with us, former manager of the Cubs and a good baseball man. You look at the Cardinals, I just want to get some more of your insight here on Mott and Boggs, because eighth inning, Matheny is fairly predictable. He's got a guy, Trevor Rosenthal, throws 100. And he brings him in, and then he goes to Boggs, and then he goes to Mott. It's all power the whole way. Give me your take on those three.
Yeah, and Kelly, you know, and Kelly's throwing 97. And
yeah, Kelly's. Yeah, it's a good one too. You're right, Mike. You're right. Kelly. I mean, he started against the Giants. Yeah.
Right, and it speaks well for the future. I mean, they've got power arms, and I think anybody would tell you. I remember having a conversation with Dusty a while back. And there was some decision on acquiring somebody when I was still in AAA, and we were talking about some of the personnel that I had, and particularly late in the year. Look, guys are tired, and adrenaline is something in the playoffs, but even in the playoffs, adrenaline will slow down a little bit. And, you know, do you want finesse or do you want power late in the year? And even if a guy's had a great year finesse-wise, I think most managers say, you know, give me power. And they come at you with one after another after another. But having said that, you know, if you've got a club that's a good fastball hitting club, and for one to go back to Hunter Pence, to go back to the Panda, I mean, you've got some guys that will square up the fastball. Now, these are exceptional fastballs, but yeah, they're going to come one after another. And also, much like your club, who has been there, these guys have been there. And, you know, I don't think you can lose sight of the fact that Washington had a great year, and who knows? I mean, but they hadn't been there. And I think back to our Oakland clubs that were so good and losing game five and, you know, in three straight. I mean, we hadn't been there. Now, we'd like to have done the deal in the second or third year that I was there. But that matters. And as far as your comfort zone and executing pitches and everything else, if you've dealt with that kind of pressure and stuff before, obviously you should have a better chance to execute. And those guys bring power, and they execute pretty darn well.
Wow. Well, good scouting report on what we can expect on the Cardinals from Mike Quatty. You've managed in AT&T Park. You've managed in the new Busch Stadium there. Crowd, give me a comparison of the crowds. And you've been here. You were here for that Washington series. You've been out here this year. You know what St. Louis is like. What do the Giants have in front of them?
Yeah, two great places. I mean, I think, you know, if you talk to people, and I mean, look, I had the joy of being in Wrigley Field, and it doesn't get much better than that. But when I left, and I'd find some other way around this if I needed to. But going to AT&T and going to St. Louis are two very special places. And people talk a lot about the fans in St. Louis, and they should. They're knowledgeable, they're respectful, they're very good. Do they get on you? Heck, yes. That's life everywhere. But I feel the same way about your ballpark and AT&T, and I will say this too: both parks are fair, and maybe yours is a little more fair. But St. Louis is a pretty good sized ballpark as well. So unlike Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Milwaukee's a great hitting park. Obviously, Colorado, but I would rather the big ballpark and/or the what I would call a fair ballpark to see a series in. So. I can't imagine, you know, other than having the pleasure of managing a playoff game in Wrigley Field, anything being much better than the two cities that are involved here.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, now, Carpenter comes off the surgery. As you said, three starts during the season, a start in the playoffs. Wainwright coming back from Tommy John surgery, not quite the same pitcher. Then there's Lynn and Loesch. So take me through this rotation of the St. Louis Cardinals. What do you think of these guys?
Well, I am so impressed. And, gosh, I saw Loesch so many years ago as a youngster, I believe, with Minnesota, and was very impressed. And then he's kind of just been a middling guy. And this year, you know, you just don't know when a guy's going to emerge. But I really thought, you know, you and I have talked about the ace and the fact that I think Matt Cain needs to be that guy in the absence of Timmy being the guy right now. But this guy has really, you know, made this thing go for them. I really believe they look to him, and he pitches so well in big games. I think about CeCe. We talked about Verlander. So you start with him, and he's been good, and I think that they'll lean on him. And I mentioned Carpenter earlier. If he's right and he's healthy, I mean, he's as big game as it gets. But there, you know, there's always that question mark in the back of your mind, and I really am anxious. If he pitches well in his second start, then I'd be really concerned, because I think he'll pitch well the remainder of the season. But there's a chance that he's not quite as sharp as he was in his first thing back. That would be, as a Giant fan, my hope, that he's not the guy that he can be in midseason form. And Lynn, you know, another guy that has made, you know, he's pitched in the bullpen, he's pitched as a starter, developing very good, but, you know, has handled the situation, I think, extremely well. Wainwright, I think he's, you know, obviously better than he pitched last night. You know, his breaking ball is so important to him, and sometimes I wonder, when you come off of surgery, part of it's being healthy, and I'm sure he's healthy, but the other part is mentally believing you're healthy and getting your arm speed back. You know, people always talk about velocity. Well, guess what? Your arm speed matters on your breaking ball as well. And so when you see somebody start to struggle, sometimes they'll say, well, you know, he's down two or three ticks. He was 94. He's pitching at 90 right now. Well, it's more than that, because whatever off-speed stuff he's featuring probably isn't as sharp as well. So, but I still think those are four really good pitchers, and the Giants are going to have their work cut out for them, and they're going to have to pitch well. They're going to take care of business at home, and Baumgartner and Vogel, they're going to have to, you know, obviously they're going to have to match them. But I'm really looking forward to it. I think both series are phenomenal. You know, and talking about the tournament thing, CeCe and Verlander both have to pitch game five, so they're not coming out of the shoot game one. I mean, it's amazing how little things like that can end up mattering in both series.
Yeah, wow. Who do you like? All right, give me a pick. Giants or Cardinals? You want to come back to San Francisco? You want to come back here again?
my last pick had two teams that didn't even get to the tournament. So
all right,
I think I'll watch it. All right. Yeah, it'll be real good. And I'm, you know, I've got the pitching coach in New York. You know, I spent time a long time ago with Jim Leland. I'm very fond of Boach and Wotes and your group, and I have the ultimate respect for St. Louis, and actually grew up in a house divided between a Cardinal and a Cub fan. So I got rooting interests all over, and you know, I just think both series will be really good, and look forward to a great World Series and be happy.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. If this thing's still going next Sunday, I want to get you on, and we'll have plenty to talk about.
I'll be around.
All right, thanks. Thank you so much. Mike Quatty. Boy, good bait. Boy, I love talking ball with him. Let me tell you, that is baseball at its best with Mike Quatty. All right.